Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. We thank God for you tuning in with us on today. This is Kingdom Builders Radio Broadcast, and I'm Pastor Ulysses Morgan here with you on today again to share with you the Word of God. I believe that I have a word for someone that's listening to me even as I speak today. Amen. So prepare yourself to hear from the Lord. And I also would ask, as you are there, if you would get on the phone and call someone, let them know that we are now on the air. Amen. If you are not listening by your phone. Amen. And you'd be surprised who you may be helping out as far as hearing this word is concerned. We thank God for all of you who have been tuning in with us. Glory to God. And some I know and some I don't know, and we just give God the glory for all that he is doing. As we often say, our main purpose is that we be a blessing to somebody in the category that God has called me in. This is my prayer, this is my hope, and I know that God is doing it by his Spirit. God is watching you right now. He's watching you. He knows what you're doing. He knows what you are. He knows where you are. Amen. He knows what you need, and he's going to supply that need. My God, right now, to supply all your needs, the Bible declares, according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. Now, today we're going to be talking about something. We had a privilege of preaching at a local church here on Sunday, and we are going to bring this to you. We also, Sunday night, shared this with our Ustream audience, and we're going to share it with you tonight. I think it's a very powerful message. I've had people, even when I got through preaching it, call me over to even talk about it and give God praise for it after this church service was over. But we're going to give it to you, and hopefully it'll be a blessing to many of you. I know it will, glory to God, as we go into the Word of God today. I want to share this with you, and the title that we're going to be talking about on today is, amen, how Jesus can bring you out of a present situation without even praying. How he can bring you out of a present situation without prayer. We're going to talk about that coming from St. Luke, the 8th chapter. That's St. Luke, the 8th chapter and the 26th verse. We're going to be reading, probably expounding upon 10 verses of Scripture coming from here. And we're going to be talking about the man that were in the tomb. We're going to be talking about how he got delivered. We're going to be talking about how he came out of those places that people placed him in. Glory to God, seeing that there was no hope. And I want you to get your Bibles and turn with me to St. Luke, the 8th chapter, 26th verse. And as you do that, I'm going to go to God in a word of prayer. Father, we thank you right now for this radio broadcast on this wonderful radio station. Thank God for these people who are listening in to us on today. Thank God for all that you're doing, and thank you for your Holy Spirit who shall anoint this word that it go across these airways and be a blessing to those who are listening to me even as I speak. Thank you right now for those who are picking it up a little later on the internet, oh God, as they hear this message. Let it continuously sink into their spirit and heart. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you. Amen. Now, Luke 8:26, and I'm going to start now. And it says, and they arrived at the country of the Gadareans, which is over against Galilee. Now, we're talking about Jesus and his entourage. And when he went forth to the land, there met him out of the city a certain man, which had devils long time, and were not clothed, neither, and wear no clothes, neither board in any house, but in the tomb. Now, I want to stop there because I don't want to take it too fast. I want to make sure we get an understanding. Here is this man here who is in, the Bible said tombs, but we're really actually talking about a graveyard, a cemetery. He lived in the cemetery. He was kind of ostracized from the city, and the Bible says here, if we read it correctly, glory to God, it says a certain man had devils a long time. And so this man is in this cemetery living with spirits in him that's tormenting him. Glory to God. Now, the first question that I need to ask in this particular situation, and the first thing that came to my mind was, where was the church? Where was the spiritual concern about this man? Now, somebody said that there was spiritual concern. Well, if there were, where was the power of God? Who was in the city that was anointed enough to free this man from these spirits? Amen. Jesus told his disciples one time when they came to him and said, we saw somebody else over there casting out devils, and they were not of our band. Jesus said, other sheep that I have that are not of this fold. In other words, I'm here, I'm Jesus, I'm doing this, but there are some others, excuse me, who are anointed to cast these devils out. And you've got to be anointed. You cannot walk up against a spirit and not be anointed to cast them out. The seven sons of Sceva experienced this episode when they tried to cast the spirit out of a man, and the devil jumped out of that man and jumped on them and whipped them, because what he was saying was, what that spirit was saying was, Paul, I know Peter, I know, but who are you? In other words, I know Paul has an anointing, and I know he can do it. I know Peter has an anointing, and I know he can do it, but you belong to me, and you're trying to cast me out. And the Bible said those spirits jumped on him. So this man is tormented in this cemetery situation. And the question that the first thing came to my mind was, where is the church? Where is the anointed people? The Bible said this man had spirits a long time. Who in the world in that city was anointed? Glory to God. No one. They were religious, but they were not anointed. Now, look at what happens here now. The 28th verse says, and when he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God, Most High, I beseech thee, torment me not. Now, the Bible gives us an understanding here that it was in total possession of this man. This man was totally possessed by spirits. They orchestrated his words, they orchestrated his actions, they orchestrated everything. When you are reprobated and possessed, the spirits control you. And when these spirits in this man saw Jesus, amen, they commanded him to go and bow down, because now they understand that Jesus is not going to pass by this man and leave them in him. So they go to him, and the Bible says, amen, when they saw Jesus, they recognized who he was. They recognized, we have problems now, and I say that, but I don't, you know, it's questionable whether we have problems recognizing who are the anointed of God. And I'm here to tell you, when you got the power of God in you, and even when you got evil spirits, you recognize who is anointed. Glory to God. And the Bible said he cried out and fell down before him, bowed himself to him, and cried up with a loud voice, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God, Most High, I beseech thee, torment me not. Because they understood something was about to happen. I am not going to leave these demons in this man, so something has to happen. They recognize what was going on. 29th verse says, and he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man, for oftentimes he had caught him, and he was kept bound with chains and in fetters, and he brake the bands and was driven of the devil into the wilderness. Glory to God. Jesus commanded the unclean spirits to come out because he understood that oftentimes, even though people tried to bind him up with chains and feathers, and when that, what that means is it's a kind of a tree branch, a vine that is doubly wrapped, and it's supposed to be something that is hard to break, but this man broke them because these demons were powerful. And you can't play with spirits. You can't play with them. You can't play with them. They are more powerful than you think they are. And Jesus was getting ready to command these devils to come out of him, and he did it. Now, the Bible says in the 30th verse, it says, and Jesus asked him, saying, what is thy name? And he said, Legion, because many devils were entered into him. Now, here's something very important that we need to understand. And what that is that Jesus had to recognize, he asked the demon's name. Now, those demons said legions, which means that we are so many, it'll be all day here telling you every one of us' names. But now what that gave me to understand is every evil spirit has a name, and the name coincides with what their duty is. And what we fail to do sometimes as preachers and as apostles and prophets, amen, as prayer warriors, we fail. We're always casting out spirits, but we fail to name those spirits. So my question is, how do you know what you're casting out if you don't know what they are or what their job is? We have to know spirits by name. Amen. Whether it's a lion spirit, whether it's a backbite demon, whatever it is, they have a task. And even in the Bible days, in the Jewish days, Jews were given names according to their spirit. Jesus asked, what are your names? Because I'm going to cast you all out. And they said, we are many. Legions means many. We listen, this man didn't have no one. He was not possessed with no one spirit. In other words, he was so possessed, he was so backwards, till there were spirits having him doing one thing, one had him doing another thing, the other one had him doing another thing. He never, amen, was on, a straight mind with the actions that he performed each day, because each spirit made him submit to them. And when you have a spirit, it will cause you to submit. This is why when you get to an anointed person, he will recognize the name of that spirit, cast that spirit out. Because if you just lay hands on somebody and say, come out, devil, well, you know, the one across the street may be coming out. They don't know which one you're talking about. Amen. So it's good to name them. Jesus asked him, what was his name? And they said, Legion. Now look what happened. And they besought him that he would not command them to go out into the deep. Amen. They besought him. And there were a herd of swine feeding on the mountain, and they besought him that he would suffer them to enter into them, and he suffered them. Now, this is very important. This is very important. This is for you. This is for those of you who are listening to me even as I speak. Look at what happened. These foul demon spirits, requested. In other words, guess what they did? They prayed to Jesus. They prayed, they requested that Jesus would allow them to go into the swine, because now they are in the presence of an anointed person and they have no rights. Spirits have no rights when they are in the presence of one that is stronger than they are. Amen. When the strong man enters into the house, glory to God. And so they besought him, they asked him to please allow them. In other words, we know we got to come out of this man. We know we got to leave. We know you're going to cast us out. We know we can't stay here. But since we got to go, let us go into this swine. And Jesus said, go. Oh, my goodness. He suffered them to do it. Now, my thought to you is that if Jesus would answer the prayer of demonic spirits and grant them their wish to go into the swine, how much more would he do it for you, the children of God? My goodness, my Lord. You are greater than any spirit that the demonic forces can vomit up. And if God answered and gave leave to demon spirits what they wanted him to do, how much more will he answer your prayer if you ask him sincerely? Glory to God. Glory to God. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosom. Ask and you shall receive. You have not because you ask not. Don't ask amiss. Ask for the right reason. God will answer your prayer. And these demons didn't have to keep asking him. They didn't have to keep asking him and keep worrying him about it. They asked him one time. And Jesus says, the request that you asked me to give you, I grant it, go. Oh, that makes me so happy to understand and know that the request that I asked Jesus for, in a righteous way, in a righteous manner, for a righteous reason, God answers the prayer. Amen. He grants it. He gives it to me. He'll give it to you. He'll bless you. He'll give you what your heart's desire. Amen. Your ears have not heard. Your eyes have not seen. Neither has it entered into your heart. The things God got prepared for them that love and wait on him, God will do it for you. If he does it, if he would do it for a demonic spirit, surely he would do it for you. Glory to God. I'm a witness. I'm a witness. God is good. Now look what he says here. He says, then went the devils out of the man and entered into the swine, and the herd ran vehemently down the steep place into the lake and were choked. Amen. And were choked. Those demons went into those swine. Immediately those swines ran down the deep, steep hill. I think one writer said ran into the lake and was drowned. Amen. Or choked. They immediately destroyed the swine. That's the purpose of demon spirits. They want to kill you. And the question that I pose in this topic is, why did not those spirits cause this man to commit suicide? And the answer, I believe, the Spirit of God gave to me, because he was created by God. He was the property of God. He may have been full of spirits, but his heart was still geared toward God. Amen. Glory to God. He wasn't hurting anybody, and it was purpose for him to be delivered from these spirits. Glory to God. The reason that you have not committed suicide in all that you went through, it's because you belong to God. God is your Savior, and he has purpose something in your life that no spirit is going to take away from you. Have to understand that. They ran down and they choked themselves, and they come out of those halls and they're still living today. Amen. They didn't drown. The hogs drowned. And the purpose was to kill the man. Now let's go a little further here. Amen. When they that fed them saw what was done, they fled and went and told it unto the city and in the country. All right? Then they went out to see what was done and came to Jesus and found the man out of the tombs. The devils were departed, okay? And found the man out of whom the devils were departed sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. They came, and the man that those spirits they could not cast out, the one that they put chains on and feathers on and he broke them, the one that they ostracized, criticized, the one that lived among the dead, Jesus went where he was, brought him out, delivered him of those spirits, and put a right mind in him, amen, a right spirit in him, just as David said, purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean, wash me and I shall be whiter than snow, create within me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. God did it for this man, glory to God. And the most important thing that I think of this particular story was, when this man began to be clothed, amen, he was clothed, he put on some clothes, and he began to think straight. He was no longer possessed by spirits. He no longer submitted his mind to spirits. He was no longer in that state, glory to God. He was now normal. He thought straight, amen. But the main thing was, is that when Jesus came to those tombs, a place where nobody else wanted to go, glory to God. This man came out. He never asked for prayer, but God saw what he needed. Good Lord have mercy.
Amen.
First thing I'm going to tell you is this, is that God will go where no one else will go to meet your needs. Amen. People say they've placed you way back in the background somewhere, way back in the woods, way back in the spiritual woods somewhere. They don't want to talk to you. They don't want you to, amen, look at them. They don't want you to come into church. They don't want you to do this. But let me tell you something. God can reach where you are, and he'll come where you are. He came where this man was. And this man did not in himself as one time to be clothed and in his right mind that we can see here in this text. But Jesus saw his need. He saw his heart. He looked beyond the demons and saw his heart. He saw this man crying out. The demon had possessed him. He didn't really know how to pray, but God saw his heart. And he freed him of his infirmity. Amen.
Yes.
There are things that you have not prayed for that God has blessed you with. There are things, amen, that you have not even asked God for that God gave you. There are things, amen, in your life that you really are scratching your head and wondering, how did you got it? How did you make it? How did you get this far? Amen. Wondering how the chains fell off of you and how, amen, you began to be clothed in your right mind. You didn't ask, you wondered how, but God did it because he's a graceful God, grace and mercy. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And this is what happened with that man. He was freed. He was set free. Can you imagine the joy that he had? Can you imagine the praise that he had? I think one writer said that he wanted to follow Jesus, and Jesus told him, said, no, go in the city and show what good things God has done for you. I've blessed you, and I've blessed you to produce a testimony. Testify of me. Glory to God. Testify of me. Share the good news of what God can do to those that are lost, those that need him, those that are reaching out, those who have humbled themselves, those who don't have a haughty spirit, those, amen, who have submitted themselves, those who are following the guidelines and the step in which they were called, those, amen, who are biting the bullet and submitting to what is right instead of submitting to what they want to do, those, amen, who want him holy, those who want them righteously, those who really seek after God. God says, I'll be there. I'll be there. I don't care where you are. If you make your bed in hell, I'll be there. I'll be there. Jesus died and went on the cross and went into hell, into the devil's domain, and preached for 3 days and nights. And there was nothing Satan can do about it. He went and took the keys from him. There was nothing he can do about it. He unlocked the jail cell, let the captive free. There was nothing he could do about it. And when God gets ready to free you, there's nothing the devil can do about it. He has to let you go.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
He has to bless you. He has to give you a new life, a new lease, a new blessing. He has to do it because he sees your heart. Don't have the heart like King Saul. When God told Samuel, don't pray for him no more because he's so hard-headed. He's hardened his heart so many times. He's not going to do what I told him to do. I've given him so many chances, so many chances. He's not going to submit to me. And yes, you're praying for him when you need to be praying for somebody who's willing to do what I want him to do. Glory to God. But God sees where you are. God knows who you are. God knows where you are. And he knows how to get to you. And regardless of how long you've been in a situation, regardless of how long you've been in a state, God can come and free you from wherever you are. Amen. I got through preaching this, and one of the people that was in the church called me to their house, and they wanted to sit down. And it was almost like tears in their eyes because they were testifying. And they knew that God had spoken to them because they were testifying to me of how they were. They were, amen, in the world. It was a heavy smoker, a heavy drinker. Cursed whenever he said. Nobody told him nothing. He was bad. He just was bad with everybody. He just was mean. He just was hateful. He never thought anything could happen to him until one day he got sick. Amen. And he got so sick, and I'm not going to tell you exactly what's going on with him now, but he got so sick until he realized it's going to take God to get him out of it. And he turned his life over to God. You can turn your life over to God if you haven't done it. All you got to do is just ask him to do it. All you have to do is just ask him to do it. If you ask him to do it, if he submitted and gave a request that was made by demon spirits, if he gave them their request, surely he can give you yours. All you got to do is ask him. Amen. God is good. Just say, Father, come into my life. Let me know who you are. Save my soul so that I can live the life you've called me to live. In Jesus' name. Amen. That's all it takes. My P.O. Box is 492 in Cordial, Georgia. If this word has touched you in some way, amen, send a letter. Let me know who you are. Now, the thing is that when God gives, he cursed the fig tree because the ground was producing, but the fig tree wasn't producing. You have to feed who's feeding you. If this word has fed you, then it's time for you to feed back. Let me hear from you. P.O. Box 492 here in Cordial, Georgia. Amen. Our time is gone. We thank you. We hope this word has gotten you. You can re-look at it again on Facebook under Kingdom Builders under my name. You can hear it again. Help somebody. You may know somebody who needed a word that was said today. you can help them, help turn their life around. Do it for them. God bless you. This is Dr. Morgan saying God bless you and keep you is my prayer. Amen. Until our next broadcast, God bless you.